Five men, including the son of Milwaukee Congressmember Gwen Moore, face felony charges in connection with allegedly damaging vans rented by Republicans for get-out-the-vote efforts on the day of the 2004 presidential election. During opening statements in the trial this week, defense lawyers suggested people who traveled into Wisconsin to work on John Kerry's campaign may have been the ones who slashed the van tires. But yesterday, prosecutors put Opal Simmons on the witness stand. Simmons came to Wisconsin before the election, and he rented the car that other witnesses say was spotted driving away from the Republican headquarters where the vans were located. Simmons says he was at a Democratic headquarters when the five defendants left and came back early on the morning of Election Day. Simmons told Milwaukee Assistant DA David Feiss that the men were excited when they returned and made some nonverbal sounds.
Like a pss, pss, the sound of air being let out of a tire or a balloon.
And do you recall which one of the five made those sounds of air being let out?
Mr. Pratt.
That's Michael Pratt, son of Marvin Pratt, who was a former Milwaukee mayor and was co-chair of the Kerry Edwards campaign in Wisconsin in 2004. Michael Pratt's attorney, Rodney Cuby, was the first to cross-examine Opal Simmons. Cuby tried to show Simmons made conflicting statements to police and may have been angry with Michael Pratt, an allegation Simmons denies. But Simmons does admit he never saw the defendants with anything that could puncture a tire.
No, I didn't see anyone with a knife or any other utensil.
Cross-examination of Simmons is scheduled to resume this morning. The tire-slashing trial could last into next week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.